We made a stop today in Union Square Park, which is in Midtown Manhattan on 14th Street, about 5th Avenue. And we came into the park to meet people, and the young people were encouraged to go find people that were seated by themselves on a park bench or by a picnic table. We have picnic tables here in the park. And then just open up the conversation with a number of different questions, perhaps, you know, how long do you live in New York City? Or, you know, and as those conversations open up, have an opportunity to share Christ. I sat down next to a gentleman here in the park. His name was Patrick. Well, as we began to just have small talk, I found out about Patrick, had a chance to talk about my family and his family. And then I turned to Patrick and I said, Patrick, can I ask you a personal question? And he said, yes. I said, Patrick, if you were to die today, I hope you don't, but if you were to die today and stand before God, and God were to say to you, Patrick, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? The first thing out of Patrick's mouth is, that's a hard question. Well, from that, the conversation opened up, and I was able to share with him the good news that God would receive us in His Son. And he listened very intently to the gospel. So that's what these young people were here in Union Square doing, meeting people. We had a chance to talk with the young people. They said, yeah, we had some good conversations here in Union Square.
I will sing. I was sitting there praying and asking the Lord to bring somebody, and the lady came over and sat down. She started the conversation. She was like, oh, how are you? And I said, I'm fine. And then so I commented about the weather, and we started talking, and she asked me where I was from, and I told her from Alabama. And so we talked about, told her why I was here, and we talked about the issues for us, and she was interested.
Talked to a man, and he was in a Pentecostal church, actually. He thinks he was saved when he was 16, but he doesn't think he's saved anymore. And so I talked to him for a while, just started out with a normal conversation, and ended up talking to him for about an hour. And I was very encouraged. I gave him a copy of Dr. Karen's book, In the Beginning. New Beginnings. New Beginnings. I gave him a copy of the book, New Beginnings. And I asked him if he would read it, and he assured me that he would. So I'm just very encouraged that he's reading the Bible, because that's the way that God often works in his hearts.
I was able to talk to a student from Spain, Belarus. We got to talking. I got to talking to him, and first of all, I asked him why he thought God should allow him into heaven. And then that's when he told me he didn't even know there was one. And basically his outlook was, live my life to the fullest, because I don't know when I'm going to die, but when I do die, I don't go anywhere. And I was able to, I took him to John 3:16 and Ephesians 2:8-9. And I was able to talk to him a while about that. And when he was about to leave, I was able to give him one of Dr. Jones' tracts, and also a New Beginning.